You're listening to KNKX. Teachers unions are scrutinizing school district budgets right now as they bargain for pay increases. Salaries make up the bulk of public education budgets, but districts also make significant technology purchases. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has been examining what can happen when there are close ties between top school officials and tech companies. She reports on how some parents in the Kent School District are upset about the sole source purchase of budgeting software that they say exacerbated the district's budget mess.
A YouTube interview posted in early 2015 shows the chief executive of an education technology startup talking about her company.
I am Jess Gartner. I'm the CEO and founder of AlloView. And we are—
at that point, the company was very new. In late 2012, Gartner said she didn't even have a sketch on a napkin for her company idea when she applied and was accepted into a startup accelerator program in Baltimore. As a former teacher, she wanted to create a better financial management system for school districts, though she said she didn't have experience in that.
I did not have a business background. I did not have an engineering background, and I did not have a finance background. So making the decision to start a education technology company building financial software was a pretty big leap of imagination.
How did this startup company catch the attention of one of the largest school districts in Washington State? Calvin Watts took over as Kent superintendent in June 2015. He says he didn't realize at that point that the district faced serious budget challenges, but he wanted software that would help the district spend its money equitably and wisely.
How could we draw conclusions between the dollars that we spent, whether it's federal dollars or general fund resources, that they actually impacted teaching and learning? And that's where AlloView came in.
But such a brand new company getting connected with the Kent School District and winning a contract without competitive bidding is still something of a mystery. Parents in Kent have filed a complaint with the school board, alleging that the superintendent has possible conflicts of interest, and they flagged this software purchase as one of the problems. The company may have pitched the software to Kent because an AlloView board member and investor named Steve Kupfer had already met Superintendent Watts.
Was it Steve Kupfer who got in touch?
I don't recall. I know Steve Kupfer was part of, or at least a part of the conversation.
Kupfer worked for a now-defunct company called Soups Academy that was at the center of two high-profile scandals. The former heads of Chicago Public Schools and Baltimore County Public Schools are now both serving time in prison. They steered no-bid contracts to Soups Academy in exchange for kickbacks. Court documents in the Baltimore County case explain how Kupfer pushed for the no-bid contract and rewarded the superintendent, Dallas Dance, with lucrative consulting gigs. Kupfer did not respond to numerous requests for comment. Superintendent Watts took part in the Soups Academy administrator training program before he came to Kent and says he may have crossed paths with Kupfer then.
I think I did meet him while I was in Soups Academy, but not, I think most recently he's a part of ERDI.
ERDI stands for Education Research and Development Institute, a company that arranges meetings between superintendents and tech companies. Kupfer was definitely aware that Watts had been hired in Kent. He congratulated Watts on Twitter when he was chosen as superintendent in March 2015. In August of that year, he sent an email to Watts introducing him to AlloView. That's according to AlloView CEO Jess Gartner. She answered questions by email but declined to do a recorded interview. She says Kupfer had nothing to do with negotiating the sale after the initial introduction. As for why the Kent School District bought the software without seeking proposals from other companies, Watts says that's because it's a one-of-a-kind product, and the initial purchase was $44,000.
The first contract, because it was part year, did not meet the original threshold dollar amount for a competitive bidding process.
All told, including the initial purchase, the district has spent more than $250,000 on the budgeting system. But it faced resistance from the teachers' union. The Kent Education Association asked to bargain over the software. Christy Padilla is president of the teachers' union and says they were worried it would be used to single out teachers who receive comparatively higher pay, but whose students get low test scores.
We exchanged proposals back and forth because, of course, the district wanted to use the data on test results. And that was just kind of a no. That was an absolute no on our part, that we weren't going to negotiate that piece.
She says the district has often placed highly experienced teachers who earn more money in classes with the most vulnerable kids who might not test that well, so comparing test scores with pay would not be fair. The district agreed not to use the data for that purpose. But some Kent staff who were trained on the software say they didn't really use it at all. They didn't want to do recorded interviews for this story, but they say it duplicated programs the district already had. Watts says the district has opted not to renew the license for this coming school year.
We realize that the product and service did not support the needs of the organization.
He says Kent is still working with Alloview to figure out why it didn't work as expected. Alloview CEO Jess Gartner says that the union's demand to bargain and the district's deep financial troubles presented challenges to implementing the software. But she says the company is still working with the district to evaluate next steps. But some parents are frustrated.
I think it's an egregious waste of money.
That's Lori Waite, a parent who is part of the group that filed a complaint to the Kent School Board calling for Watts to be terminated. She says this is an example of mismanagement. After all, the Kent School District has been in financial straits and has laid off some staff and administrators. Last year, the teachers' union even put out a call for donations of toilet paper.
$260,000 when teachers are having to do GoFundMes for sets of books in classrooms. That's not putting kids first.
This isn't just a Kent issue. Washington taxpayers statewide are putting more money into public education because of the McCleary lawsuit. Larry Cuban is a professor emeritus of education at Stanford. He's researched the use of technology in schools and says things can go wrong, but the backstop for taxpayers is good oversight.
Mistakes do happen, and you learn from that. That's fine. But if there's any hint or appearance of a conflict of interest in the initial purchase, then that becomes a Board of Education matter to be fully aired.
Kent School Board President Maya Venkatesalam said in an email that the board is now doing an inquiry into what happened with the Alloview contract. She says it's too early to say this was a waste of tax dollars because the district is still working with the vendor. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.
This story is the second in a two-part series. You can find both in-depth reports at knkx.org.